Hey there, everybody. It's Donna Fox with calling you here on December 23rd, 2012. Happy to be here. Had no doubt. Feel the love. I'm a little late starting out today. It's very interesting. I'll tell you, I was actually in the midst of watching an ancient alien show. It's on the History Channel 2, about UFOs. And I started watching, was just fine, and the next thing I know, I'm not here anymore. I mean, it's like, I don't know really even where I went. But I couldn't wake up. So I apologize for being late. Does this ever happen to me? Yes, it's happened to me a couple of times at different times, and my computer is acting really funny. So this ought to be a very interesting show. What I know is that this year, or actually 2013, beginning in the next couple of days, is going to be the year of contact that the government will never be able to deny. And I know there are other people that have predicted that, and I don't normally predict stuff. But I can feel the truth of that with the depth of my being. And the Akashic Records don't typically, again, predict futures. But in this case, what I'm hearing is has nothing to do with prediction. It has to do with fact. That we are going to become more and more aware of not just our global responsibilities, but of our galactic responsibilities. Now, when contact truly happens, it will happen with more than one person simultaneously. The simultaneous contact will begin telepathically. And will then move into an actual physical sighting. It's not a sighting, a physical meeting, a physical I'm being shown that many people will gather together in just a knowing. It's all at the same time. And it's very, very interesting. They're not telling me when. Probably better off not to know when. Only because it's important that this happen organically, not and it's something that we, as humans, conjure because we want it to happen. It needs to happen because it needs to happen. Our energies have shifted. We are in a new place mentally. Even those people who don't know anything about the Mayan calendar, don't know anything about energy, don't know anything or even agree with extraterrestrial things. Everyone on the planet is at a different vibration than they were yesterday or the day before or the day before that. And the energies of our species, the vibration, if you will, is actually it's becoming more fine-tuned. It's being raised. Our vibration is being raised. And we are moving into truly an energy or a time of more awareness of caring. There's some people who have a hard time with saying love, and they don't even know what love means. But this is going to be, again, a new year, 2013, of deep caring on many, many levels. I mean, not just because it's that we are going to become more aware of our animal connection, but we are also going to become aware of our telepathic connections. And some may just find it increases within their families. And some may find that it increases just because they have a knowing. For example, I was at the store today, and there was a small store. It's a Dollar General, actually. And there was a lady there that was in the checkout line. And when I came out, and there was like 10 people in checkout line. And when I came out, there was a car parked like almost perpendicular to mine. It wasn't blocking mine, but it was perpendicular to mine. And it's like I had a knowing that car was the car she was going to get into. I mean, it sounds meaningless, but don't you know she came out of the store and she got in that car? Now, the reason I say that to you is because it's really about becoming more aware of the little knowingnesses, I don't think that's even the right words, that we have, that we need to begin to look at. Because what's happening is our own telepathy is being expanded. Our third eye is being expanded to receive more of our knowings. Our hearts are opening. It's almost like we are expanding our antennas, expanding our fields. And even though that sounds like, well, big deal, you knew that what car she was going to get into, it's more about not knowing the woman, not knowing who's in the car, and having this knowing. And so the reason I'm mentioning this is because I'm being told that we need to become more and more aware of our knowings so that we can match a feeling with that knowing. So, for example, if something happens to you that you feel is telepathic and you have this knowing and it comes true, and even if it's a small thing like parking places around the corner or this woman getting in the car, we have to match it with a feeling, because the more we become, more we observe ourselves and observe ourselves being right, the more we will associate what it feels like to have that knowing. And when you associate that feeling with having that knowing, the more it will grow. And the more you will learn to trust it, because you'll understand what does it feel like to know that you know. And so, let's, for example, say you have a situation similar to this, where you a thought comes through your head that, oh, that's the car that woman's going to, and she and I made contact. I made eye contact. Don't know her, but she and I made eye contact, and it's almost like I could feel information about her that was, and I have no way of knowing if it's true or not, and I'm not going to even speculate, but I know that when I came out, that car, she was going to get in that car. And so I am internally documenting that feeling. And the reason that's important, it's about documenting when you feel right, so that you can begin moving more in that same realm. So, what's on your mind tonight? What would you like to talk about? You certainly can call toll-free, you know. It's 888-429-5471 is the toll-free number, and if you'd like to dial direct if you're in another country, you can dial 530-573-6472. Our country code is 011. And if you're up on the website, if you're up on BBS Radio, you can also listen via the telephone. If you know somebody who wants to listen in but doesn't have a computer in front of them, you can actually dial in to the program and listen via the telephone. And then the number to dial in and listen to via the telephone is 805-399-1000. And then the access code is 769-608. And if you have two lines, you can be online with the program and listen. And then if you have to call us, you can go ahead and call me and listen. Skype is BBS Radio 2 is a Skype address. Although, and I don't know exactly how that works, but would love to hear from you. I know that there are folks out there that are have had extraterrestrial experiences, and it's important that you understand that it's going to happen more often, that you are a part of this wonderful galactic universe. Hello, we've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Debbie.
Good. Hi, Debbie. And tell everybody, where are you calling from, Debbie?
From New York.
Okay, New York. So talk to me. What's going on?
I had heard, I don't know where I heard it from, but next week on the 28th, we're supposed to have like 2,000 strands of DNA activated.
Really?
Have you ever heard anything about that? No?
I haven't heard about it, but I certainly can understand that at different times our DNA is activated in different strands of our DNA. Now, I don't know about 2,000, but I know that the masters, teachers, and loved ones said to me years ago that we actually had 18 strands of DNA.
See, I wrote it in my calendar, but I don't remember where I heard it from, but I have it down, 2,000.
Well, I'm sure if you Google it, you'll probably find out. And there was, like, I don't know that, you know, I've not heard of it, but I don't deny it. I mean, actually, what I'm hearing from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, it's not going to be each individual that's going to have 2,000 strands activated, but 2,000 strands of DNA will be identified or will be activated in a, it's not a species, but it's like in a group of people. There are going to be certain people who will have DNA activated, but I'm not hearing 2,000 strands in each person. It's almost like there will be a discovery, but sometimes these discoveries are talked about and sometimes they're not. For example, we're talking about UFOs, and Cleveland had these wonderful lights back in March 2010.
Yeah.
They were above Cleveland for 11 days, and I didn't hear about them. If it was on the news and I wasn't watching, that's a good possibility, but I'd be surprised. In other words, I don't know about that. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
Still here.
Oh, I just heard another beep.
Maybe you have another
question. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, you're here.
Want me to hang up and let you get a call or talk?
No, I will in a moment, but do you have... I don't know. My producer will jump in and let me know if I have another caller. If I do, do I have another caller?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have another caller, but here's what I want to know. Was that why you were calling to talk to me about that, Debbie?
Yeah, and, just the fact that, the government isn't going to say anything about the presence of UFOs. Because too many people aren't ready for it. I guess they're afraid that, people will freak out.
Well, that's what I was hearing is that there's going to be mass knowledge to the point that the government will not be able to cover it up. Because it's going to be a time of unison, or uniting peoples and beliefs and the religions of the world that are so staunch are going to be challenged. So it's going to be a very interesting time. So.
But can you imagine people who aren't willing to accept it when they find out that we're all from different planets and they're not going to be able to handle that information?
Well, I'm sending them light and love so that they will be able to handle it.
Yeah.
The idea is that we all handle it as best we can. Because I think even for those of us who believe there are and know there are other life forms out there, it's still going to be challenging. And I think we have to really move into our own self-love and compassion to be able to embrace our new world. And that's going to be important, very important. But I do need to take this at a call, Deb, and then call back, okay? Listen and call back if you have anything else to say, okay? All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we have another caller on the line. And
hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Okay, all right. Have you called before?
I haven't.
Well, good. First time caller. Great. Welcome to Akashic Wisdom. How can we help you?
Thank you. I wonder if this DNA activation will assist us in our healing abilities.
Yes. Well, it'll heal us in, it will happen, it'll be more about our healing receptivity.
Well, how, if I want to use my healing abilities to help people, how would I do that besides laying on of the hands and just sending them light? Well, that would help, wouldn't it? Or
absolutely.
Will it be more developed now?
Well, everybody is going to be more of an individual. With this DNA activation, what I'm hearing has more to do with the individual being willing to receive and give love.
Ah.
When we're able to receive love and manifest it within ourselves, then we're much, it comes out more pure.
Yes.
And the other piece about your healing abilities is you have to remember that there's going to be more people allowing themselves to be healed.
Oh, that's true.
So that when you are act as a healer, all you can do is hold yourself first,
mm-hmm.
within the deepest compassion and love.
All right.
So that you are able to hold the energy for the person you're helping to receive that love and healing.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody heals anybody else. It's always...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But we as healers have to be able mm-hmm. to hold a massive amount of love in order to be able mm-hmm. to move into that healing.
Right, that's true.
So the DNA activation is going to help people do that.
Very
does that
good.
Make sense to you?
Oh. Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And have you ever listened to the program before, though?
Yes, I have. Yes, I enjoy
good.
It.
Oh, good. That's great. And so, in Colorado, have you ever seen any beautiful lights above your town or your area?
No, just the stars. But then I live in a subdivision, so it's kind of hard to see above me with the trees and everything.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, sometimes the lights of the city obscure the lights of the heavens.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. Is there anything else we can help you with tonight?
No, that should do it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a wonderful holiday season, and be good to yourself, will you?
Thank you. You too.
All yeah, right. No, really. I mean, there's a, it's,
right.
it's really about holding yourself and you know, it's the old Ho'oponopono thing of forgiving yourself first before you can forgive anybody else.
All right.
Okay?
I will do that.
All right. Yeah. All right, you be well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Well, thank you. Thank you, callers. You know, we want to keep those calls coming in. And you can dial in at 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-573-6472. So what's your experience with light and love and ETs and wonderful things like that? Or what are you planning for the new year? How is your life going to change for the better this year? What are you going to do to make your life better? What are your plans to put in motion of how you can love yourself more than you did ever before? And that's what we want to understand. Yep, that's what we want to understand. So you can call in and talk to us, or you can email me. You can also email your questions at info at akashicwisdom.com. So do give me let me see what you have to say. And you can, when you're emailing, please include your current legal name. All right. So please do that. And it's also important for you to understand that the idea, we're just going to go back to this DNA idea. You have to understand that it's not just physical DNA that's being activated, but it's also about spiritual DNA. That's what we need to understand. Really, it's about spiritual DNA. And why is that? Because our spiritual DNA is the same, is to us in very real terms the way the physical is, except that the spiritual DNA carries the information not just of our ancestors. So physical DNA carries the information of our ancestors and all the different regions of the planet that we come from. And when we come into being, when we choose our parents, and our parents agree to be our parents, we are choosing their DNA. The same way they choose their life and their parents, we choose them for their DNA and other attributes that they have. Our spiritual DNA is not merged with other beings' DNA. So, for example, when a child is born, the child carries the DNA of both the mom and the dad. However, with our spiritual DNA, that DNA is ours that we add to on a regular basis. And so part of this activation is going to be helping us with our remembering of our own spiritual DNA. And so that's what we have to realize, that the activation is going to be within our own, as we started the program out, knowingness. So if this is something, if you would like to know more about your spiritual DNA, and your spiritual DNA is comprised of the various dimensions, levels of consciousness, and origins are what is in your spiritual DNA. And so when you're curious about that, it's about about journaling around it, about asking questions within, when you're in your own meditation or your own silent time. And it's also about asking about your spiritual DNA. In fact, what can you do to become more aware of your spiritual DNA? Can even have, and it would definitely be in your Akashic Records. So you may even want to have an Akashic Record consultation. And again, the spiritual DNA is about understanding your origins, the various dimensions of which you are participating in now, etc. So, it's interesting that it's coming up now for us to know more about. So again, if you're out there and you'd like to make a phone call and even comment on that spiritual DNA, you want to thank Debbie for bringing it up. That's a very interesting concept. That it's interesting. There's so much to know. Yet if we just open our hearts, the knowing will show up when it's right for us. So it's really about opening our hearts. And again, being willing to receive. Hmm. they're showing me a picture of fireworks. And that this year, if you have a chance to look at fireworks, they're suggesting that without even knowing what they are, every time you see a burst of fireworks, you're allowing that to release that which no longer serves you. It's like, boom, you know, and you see all the wonderful colors and all, so all the different layers of the belief systems or the, or any kind of blocks that you might have are being released. So if you have a chance to look at fireworks for the new year, go with the intention of releasing all the blocks that no longer serve you and all beliefs that no longer serve you, and allow the when the fireworks go off, you'll notice how they have so many different levels and, you know, so many different colors. They just, you know, just light up the sky. You can light up the sky with releasing your belief systems that no longer serve you. It's a very symbolic thing, but you would be amazed at what can be accomplished through symbology and intention. So be aware of that. And you may even want to start working now about being willing to release that which no longer serves you, to move into a more loving and aware state of being, to be able to receive more, not just telepathy, but receive more in abundance and more in prosperity and more in good fortune and synergies and coincidences that are not coincidences and all those wonderful things that life has in store for us that we have sometimes somehow walked around with blinders on for. So it's about being open to all that is and being a part of it. So again, you can email questions or comments to info@akashicwisdom.com. And you could also, what I'd also like to let you know that my website's been down. There's been some problems with it. So if you've been looking, trying to find my website, just email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, okay? So we have a comment here from a dear friend that I'm so happy to hear from her again. Nikki wants us to, she's asking that, she said, could you please remind people just, and for the record keepers to speak of the importance of being in their hearts, connecting into their hearts, and perhaps the record keepers could give some suggestions to people of how to do this, to better allow one to be in the moment in these changing days to come. Certainly, Nikki, we can certainly talk about that. It's a subject that can never be talked about enough. Because when we move into our hearts, it's really about clearing, as I said about the fireworks, all that no longer serves you. It's about moving into our hearts and being able to receive the love that we have everywhere. It's about moving into gratitude. It's about when you move into your heart, it's really about being in awe of everything that's around you and being grateful for it. And for those of you who have listened to the program, you've heard me say to, or the record keepers say, to, on a regular basis, many times during the day, whenever it moves you, to say thank you, God. And if God's not a good word for you, say thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Universe. Thank you, Goddess. But it's really about moving into a state of gratitude, moving into a state of receptivity. And the receiving has to do with truly allowing yourself to not only be vulnerable, but also to allow yourself to receive the love that you see around you. And there's many people who love you that you don't even realize they love you. It's like you're in, we sometimes don't read the energies of those that love us. We only see how they are critical of us. And the interesting thing about when we only see what they are critical of us, we are now then choosing to be more like they are rather than encouraging them to be more like us. So, for example, if we want to love more, we have to start looking around at what's right in the world rather than what's wrong. We have to look around our lives to see what we can be grateful and thankful for on a regular basis rather than what we don't have. We have to start thanking those people who love us and tell them that we love them for no reason, just for no reason. Whether it's a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or a friend, just to say, hey, I'm calling you just to say I love you. That I was thinking about you and I just want to let you know how important you are in my life. All these components build on top of each other. And that when you walk around from a place of being in your heart, you start looking at people as mirrors. So every time you look at someone, you're actually looking at yourself. Every time you treat someone with a love in a loving way, you're now treating yourself in a loving way. Every time you judge or treat someone in a way that would not be loving, you're also treating yourself in that same way. So it's also about having boundaries. So if somebody doesn't treat you in the way that you would like to be treated, it's going to be very important for you to really move into forgiving that person and blessing that person and knowing that it's okay not to be perfect all the time. Because when you bless and forgive that person for not possibly doing the right thing by you, you've now blessed and forgiven yourself for not doing the right thing for yourself as well. And so it's really a lot. It has all those various different components. Now JoJo's online and he's saying, "Hi Don, I hope you have a great Christmas. Thank you. Can you talk about your CDs a bit and then how they will help us enter into and grow with our hearts? And if you have time, what is the connection between our spiritual DNA and our seven main chakras? And do we have new main chakras?" Well, when shall I start with? So we have many more chakras than what we allow ourselves to know about, because the chakras are energy centers all over our body, and we want to be able to understand that the various energy centers and vortexes in our body and around our body are actually portals. And the portals have to do with, again, sending and receiving love. And so when we are becoming more receptive spiritually with our spiritual DNA, our chakras, not just the seven, but all of the energy centers expand and open to receive more. And the master teachers and loved ones want you to understand this, because there's I have three CDs, and the first CD that I ever did is called Remembering Your Magnificence. And Remembering Your Magnificence is all about remembering how wonderful and perfect and beautiful you are. It's all the things we've always wanted to hear and just didn't know who to ask to have them say it. And the information on that CD is a message from the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones to every human on the planet who is ready to listen, who is ready to receive more love. And that's what that CD was created for. And then there's an actual forgiveness CD that I have, and there is an explanation of the Akashic Records on it. There is a message from the Akashic Records on forgiveness. And there is a meditation, a forgiveness meditation that you can play more than once to be able to put the various people in your life that you need to forgive, including yourself, in that forgiveness CD. And then we have the Wisdom Place CD that has it has, again, the explanation about the, it has the explanation of the Akashic Records. It has the Calling in the Light meditation, which the Forgiveness CD also has. And the Wisdom meditation is a way to start your day. There is, the message is a love meditation, and there's also about meeting your guides. Even if you don't know how to open your own Akashic Records, it's about meeting your guidance and receiving guidance on a daily basis. It's also about how to start your day with meeting your guides. So there's about eight different tracks. I'm saying that, and I should get a CD and tell you exactly. But the Wisdom Place CD and the Forgiveness CD. I want to tell you that right now. Thank goodness I have them handy. Thanks, JoJo, for asking this question. I need somebody to help me promote me. I sometimes forget to promote me here. So the Wisdom Place has five tracks. There you go. It's the explanation of the records, expanded calling in the light, message from the Akasha, the glory of love. It's got the Wisdom Place meditation, and that's about 10 minutes long. And it's got the Good Morning meditation. It's a perfect way to start your day, and that's about 7 minutes long, 6 minutes and 52 seconds. So, and then there's the explanation of the records. I mean, the whole CD is probably around an hour, and that's that one. And then the forgiveness one has four tracks. Again, the intro or what the Akashic Records are, and the calling in the light, and message from the Akashic on forgiveness, and then the energy shift meditation, and then remembering your magnificence CD has one track with me speaking with the, and all of these, by the way, are brought forward from the Akashic Records. This is, I go into the studio and I just bring it forth. And then there's, so in the meditation, the one for Remembering Your Magnificence has, one track is me speaking to help you remember. And you can do this, one for the energy, Remembering Your Magnificence, you can do that while you're driving. You don't have to. You can do it anytime. You can fall asleep to it. You can listen to it while you're driving. And it also has a track of just music if you want to put your own words to messages of love for yourself or your children. People have birthed babies through the Remembering Your Magnificence. I have clients that fall asleep on a regular basis. That's what they go to sleep to, and that's what they wake up to. And it's just a way for you to connect with home. Price of the CDs, you can receive CDs, they're three for $45 plus shipping and handling, and that would be, and then they're $18 each, whichever you prefer. So, and if you would like to know more about how to receive that, all you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and place your order, and I'll get them right out to you. And I do have all three on. All three available right now. There for a while, I didn't have the wisdom place or the forgiveness one, but we do have those in. And so you can also call me at my private number at 216-691-1233. And I hope that helps you understand what you might want to give yourself for the holidays. So thanks, JoJo. Appreciate your concern. I hope that explanation on the DNA and our seven main chakras has helped you. There seems to be more about that, though, because the energy centers that connect with your spiritual DNA, obviously, you know, you've got the root chakra and, you know, you've got the seven starting with from the first going all the way up the crown, but there are, I'm being told that there are other chakras that are above the crown that are attached to the DNA because of the various dimensions, because of the various consciousnesses that are activated when the spiritual DNA, when you become more and more aware of your spiritual DNA. So again, I hope that helps you. I'm kind of almost out of time. So going into a deeper explanation on that is really good for another show. But I love your questions. And if anybody, I'll tell you something, you've got some great pictures, JoJo. You need to be a friend of JoJo Shaken on Facebook, because he put some of his pictures that he takes pictures of nature. You got to go to his website. It's www.shakenphoto.com, and it's S as in Sam, H-A-I-K-E-N photo.com. And he also has a photo blog. It's called JoJo Shaken Photography on Facebook, and they're just magnificent pictures. He just has a wonderful talent for that. And I want to mention about Nikki. I want to really send Nikki some real love. Nikki has started working with star language. I know she doesn't want me to say, or light language. And she's been doing it for years. In fact, long before it became in the know to do light language. And it just came to her. And she has a wonderful connection with the light. And this light language flows through her in a beautiful way. Now, without her permission, I will not give her phone number out for anybody to do a consultation with her in light language. But I will email, if you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and if you're interested in that, I will forward it to her. And hopefully she will connect with those people who could benefit by her wisdom and her ability to move into light language. And you have to understand that when she brings forth the light language for you. It's not about her translating the language for you. It's about you hearing the language, feeling the vibration, and allowing your knowing to understand on multiple levels what's being transmitted to you. This is not about translation into English so that you understand what's being said on a conscious level. It's about helping you understand on a spiritual level, speaking not only to your spiritual DNA, but speaking to your consciousness that is beyond your human. And that's what she does for people. So again, without her permission, I won't give her phone number out, but if you're interested in knowing more about what Nikki does and talking to Nikki and having her do a consultation with you, you should email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you're also interested in having your own Akashic records read for the new year, you certainly can do that. I highly recommend you understanding more about who you truly are by getting an Akashic record consultation. And I offer half-hour consultations as well as one-hour consultations. They're very affordable. And you can call me personally at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, I should mention that they're half-hour, hour, or hour-and-a-half sessions, depending on what you need and what your budget is. So, again, if you're interested, all you have to do is email or call, and I will call you right back. Well, next week, we are going to be like 2 days away from the brand-new 2013. And I hope you make plans now to make sure there's fireworks December 31st. I want you to really embrace yourselves this week. Embrace yourself with love. Embrace yourself with light. Give yourself permission to observe yourself in the truth of who you are. Not from a critical point of view, but from a loving observation of who you are. You came here to be who you are. You came here to learn who you are. You came here to be a human being on planet Earth, to experience being a human being and experiencing love and humanness at all levels. And so I share with you from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records that being here at this time on this planet, in this point of history, is a great gift you're giving spirit. And in turn, open your heart to receive all that spirit has to give to you. You are a wonderful, magnificent being of light, deeply loved, and eternal. So with that, my friends, I'm going to close the show. I'm going to close the Akashic Records because we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.